I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Walking down the grass, what do you think? Hey, man, it's gonna be okay.
Lead harmonica.
I can't tell if we're doing Cuyahoga River guy or Bob.
It's close. It's close.
You can just understand the Cuyahoga River.
Yeah, that's true. You can understand his words. Los Angeles is pretty cool.
Yeah, I love LA.
I love LA. What do you say? Fucking Bob Dylan is the worst. He's the worst. God damn it, he sucks. He's never made a good song in his entire damn career. Ugh, I don't get how people like Bob Dylan.
He's one of the fewest like artists and musicians or creators where like their son is definitely better than them. And I'm not sure We Should Be Heroes or whatever his song was really that great.
Nope. John Lennon's son also better than him. We should probably put that out there too. No? Nobody's coming with me on this one? Nobody's coming.
I don't know who his son is. I have no idea.
Jacob Dylan? Is that a thing? I don't know.
So you're a lever for the Bruin.
I think he was on a Jurassic 5 skit. That's what I remember. That's what I know him from. So already cooler than his dad. And way less of a creep than his dad. If you're in our Discord, by the way, listener viewer, if you're in our Discord, like I posted something earlier that I came across that just proves how insanely creepy the fucking Beatles were. Like Paul McCartney in that picture where they're walking across Abbey Road or whatever, like barefoot. The reason he was barefoot is just because it was hot and he was wearing slippers. And didn't want to fucking wear slippers. Flip flops. Thank you. I was trying to think of flip flops. Most people call them flip flops. The reason he's walking barefoot is just because it was hot. He walked on a London fucking street barefoot on purpose for fun. Like that's gross.
Might be the coolest thing a Beatle has done, actually.
That's gross.
Of course it's gross.
You're fucking weird. And then you're like going to go into somebody's house with those feet. It's fuck that.
Better than penning Yellow Submarine. That's fair. Let's be real.
That's fair.
What a dumb song that was. Wasn't that a whole movie they did?
There was definitely a movie of it.
Yeah.
They made several movies. The one where they're like on a train, I forget what it's called, but I watched it. I tried to watch it like a couple of years ago to see what all the fuss was about. That shit sucks. Like, that's dumb. Like, the Beatles were dumb. Our country was dumb.
I remember...
The world they're dumb. British, so...
The world was dumb, yeah.
Obviously, it's like a million years ago. I think it was like Jonathan Stewart era Ducks. Went to a house party. And like, not a party, but like a low-key party after a Ducks game. We're talking about, Jay Stu. And they're watching Yellow Submarine. I'm like, I'm going to give myself 30 minutes to make the rounds. And I'm out.
You're like,
not my vibe.
You're like, howdy, howdy, howdy.
Yeah, I was like, not my thing. Not my thing.
Sorry, I gotta find a reason to say that when I'm wearing this hat.
You can't really tip the cap of the bill with a bucket hat. That's kind of the one flaw to the bucket hat.
That's true. you got to turn
you
it
do
up.
This,
like mine.
The guy out the camp counselor on Salute Your Shorts.
Kevin Lee. Come on, man.
It's borderline like Wesley Snipes' White Man Can't Jump with the bill flipped up and the old like bicycle hat.
Yeah, fair enough.
So you guys super into USC TCU in the Alamo Bowl that's happening right now?
It's kind of fun. It's the 10-year anniversary, technically, of the Jeff Lockie versus TCU Alamo Bowl.
I don't know what you're talking about. Who's Jeff Lockie?
Exactly. Some people say he's a thing. Could be a myth, like Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Like the female orgasm. Who knows?
Well, that's fake.
Who's to say?
Clitoris is fake. I think
whom is to say?
Yeah. Whom is to say? This guy. All right. Let's see. This is the podcast. I'm Alex. He's King. He's Ski. Join our Discord. I mentioned it earlier. Sports Brewery and Discord. It's a good time. You can give us list ideas. We do a list at the end of every sports podcast. You can give us movie ideas in there. It's fun. It's whatever. We talk about the Ducks in there. We do hashtag Doom Ducks in there. Talking about all the horrible things that are going to happen in, you know, the Orange Bowl coming up. So if you feel like being depressed and sad, then get in our Discord, folks. It's a sad, awful place most of the time. Most of the time. But
yeah, you guys got weirdly, like, artistically dark.
Yeah.
No.
It's fun.
Baron Morton is going to run for 14 yards on a game ender on an end around. God, calm down. Jeez.
Yeah, no.
The reason Oregon's going to lose is they just can't block and they just don't really run as well as they say. That's how they're going to lose.
Well, yeah. But also... I mean, you know, also, all the horrible things we said. Yeah. Atticus Abington suddenly going to miss, like, all of his kicks. It's just going to happen. He's been solid all year long. He's suddenly going to miss everything. You know, Dante gets hurt in the first series.
Oh, stop it.
They gotta
bring
in not Moga, because Moga's more athletic.
Stop,
so why would they bring in Moga?
That's not even fun dooming.
Brock
that's,
Thomas and
that's lame dooming. Oh, guy's career is over. That's fun.
I didn't say that.
Stop.
I just said he's gonna
roll an ankle. Shreds his ACL.
He's gonna be like Mariota. He's gonna like twist his knee and still play the rest of the game, but not be as effective. Yeah, exactly. See, don't you criticize me for doom ducking?
I'm just saying injury dooming is dumb. Don't do that.
King of doom ducking.
I guess.
Oh, Braga, I know you are. I'm just saying, don't do it.
Miss me with that.
Braga kind of deserves right now of getting like buried in the chat here. We got a Braga giving Kurt Angle vibes, a Milkamania running wild, Jimmy Crack Corn, Braga hosting a pod with a broken freaking neck.
What is happening? Is it because of the hat?
It's because of the hat. Okay. It's the hat, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I saw the broken neck thing and I didn't get it. Like, what's that a reference for?
I believe Kurt Angle had like a gimmick of in a neck collar.
He would wear the neck.
Broken neck.
Wasn't the legend that he won an Olympic gold medal
with a broken neck? Yeah.
Right.
And then in WWF he would come out like wearing a fake brace all the time and be like, "Oh no, he's okay."
No.
Yeah. All right. All right.
What is? That's a new thing. Apparently now our chat gives out Nutian's on a watch streak. If you didn't know,
a three stream streak.
God, okay. Someone's on a streak here. That's a new one.
That sounds like that thing the Beatles used to do, a three stream streak. You know what I'm talking about? Anybody else get that reference? Yeah. I think you shared that one in the Discord, Kang. What the Beatles used to do when they were teenagers? Google it.
Google it.
Yeah. Oh boy. So anyway, like I said earlier, we do a movie podcast every Sunday. Our movie this week is Ski's movie, and it is the final movie in the Mission Impossible franchise. Mission Impossible, the final reckoning on Paramount.
It's the final movie in the Tom Cruise. There's no way they, in you know, certain amount of years, they'll bring someone new in to be Ethan Hunt.
You're going to
start all over.
You're going to reboot a 9-movie franchise?
Yes, wow. They will.
It ain't going to be anybody there. Yeah. Simon Pegg's like 60. Ving Rhames died in the movie. Ving Rhames, I mean, I don't want to say it, but Ving Rhames does not look healthy. Like, I'm just saying. Like,
he's method.
Yeah.
He'll still frog hop your girl at the drop of a hat, so don't fuck around with him, man. Yeah. And if you don't know what that means, watch Baby Boy with Tyrese.
and he's definitely still, he's definitely collecting those Arby's checks to this day, still.
That's why you don't have a girl. It's because someone like Ving Rhames is going to come along to steal her. You know, just be single, guys. You will get your girl stolen. And Tyrese. Ving Rhames and Tyrese.
I think I could.
You think you could beat
take
Tyrese?
Away the take away the money, I think I could compare.
You think Tyrese Evan and Tommy's the male
yeah, he's a bitch. Yeah. He's a bitch. Right.
He's soft. All right. Like, yeah, super soft.
Super soft.
He cries during missionary.
Well, it's a powerful position. You know,
he doesn't adhere to the power.
I'm not defending him for any reason. I'm just saying it's a very powerful emotional position, Kang, and some people handle things differently. So I don't get it. I don't get your problem. You're the one being sensitive.
No, I'm not. All right.
All right. So let's get into the Ducks.
Kang is not sensitive.
I'm not sensitive. I'm super fucking manly, all right? Look at my hat. Listener, I have a really cool hat on. You're just going to have
to imagine. I usually keep bullets in these, so yeah. You know I'm a man. Yeah. Just letting you know.
I don't know. I think it's how big your head is, Braga, is what's...
1,000%.
You did say that it was a borderline that it fit you. Yeah, it gives off like... Drunk girl at a tailgate that wears like those super small cowboy hats. That's the like size ratio it's given off for you.
Oddly enough, like this, the game they gave these away at, Duck Chef and I went to, and there were two drunk girls in front of us wearing these hats, and they're exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
exactly what you're talking about. I guess that's me tonight. Right on.
Oh, jeez. Apparently, the chats, I don't know, they said King's giving off Liver King vibes today.
100%.
Yeah.
Alpha. That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Alpha.
Very, very alpha. Very alpha.
Sit down with me.
Your beard
is way too short.
I have not
watched a Liver King video in years. That's a great callback. That guy had a run.
Yeah,
he made a lot of money in that little run.
He got canceled, right? Because he was like using steroids and shit.
Oh, yeah. Of course he was using steroids. I mean, look at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, fair. That's why you wear all the baggy clothes, is because you don't want to like.
I don't want to
show us up.
This is the worst reboot of Without a Paddle ever. Look at these hats, man. That's
my mission to bring the bucket hat back. Is it's really not working well.
I fucked that up, shit. By the way, because you're guilty by association right now.
Fucking Dax Shepard over here.
I mean, yeah,
who's girl hat?
I mean, who's claiming being the Matthew Lillard in this scenario, then, is the question.
I'm definitely Seth Green, by the way. Definitely Seth Green.
It's terrible. How about, let's talk about something cool, like sports.
Sports!
Let's move on.
Okay, sports. So there are some things to talk about with the Ducks. We did not officially touch on, so there's transfer portal news-ish. So we did not officially touch on Poncho coming back. That is huge. You know, I would honestly say out of anybody on the offensive line and everybody other than Poncho is leaving, out of everybody, he's the most surefire pro, like right off the bat. He could leave after this year and get drafted probably second day, maybe third day, second, third round. That's awesome. And he probably slides in and starts day one for whatever.
Can you say his first and last name?
I got to see it. I got to see it because all I ever say is Poncho.
Well, look it up. I'll bring up the question to King here. What's harder to replace at the college level, like an elite level center or one of the tackles?
Would say tackle, but that's probably because I've been blinded by Oregon just weirdly having great centers like four times in the last 12 years. So, I don't know.
Oregon does have a track record of having really good centers.
I mean, you can almost just look at one of them
recently was a walk-on too. So,
yeah, I mean, look at the Eagles' offense this year. You know, once Kelsey left, I mean, if that center is the guy like that, they literally control the offensive line.
Yeah.
Well, they got an 18-year-old kid sliding in to start at left tackle next year. Like Iheanacho starts.
Yeah, but he is a giant at least. That's something.
He's going to absolutely fucking wreck people, and it's going to be hilarious. Yapani Lalolu. I believe that's right.
I'll take your word for it.
I used
Mahalo.
To date somebody from Hawaii, yeah. So it's like, you know, I get it.
Yeah, you would know her. You know, she's in a different state.
That's what I'm telling you, man. If you got to get a girlfriend, make her be in a different state. Never see her because you're going to get her taken anyways. If you need to have a girlfriend, make her imaginary.
I do love the visual of you just from here on out, just approaching every woman being like,
sorry,
I think,
babe,
I like her. But I think being raped's gonna take
that's the barometer. Could I keep her if Ving Rhames showed up? She's gone. She's gone.
I mean, listen, like, we're all adults. We've consumed our fair share of visuals that are on sites that are illegal in Texas and Louisiana.
Some mature visuals.
Right. But the frog hop with Ving Rhames is one of the most devastating. Because I was like, I could never do that. You got to weigh 60 pounds for me to do that and be 4'1", which is at that point a crime. It's gross.
Well,
yeah, it's devastating. Sure. I mean, yeah like Dominique Muciana or whatever. Yeah. Like, sure.
Yeah. What was it? Like an 80, like 88 Olympian Dominique. Maybe 92. Okay, remember which one?
Yeah.
Who does that?
Was that the Atlanta Olympics or the one before it? Because Atlanta was 96, right?
That's a good question.
I think Atlanta was Kerry Strug, right?
Ooh.
Was Strug wasn't LA 84? It looked old as shit.
You had Marciano, you had Dominique Dawes, right?
Dominique Dawes.
Yeah.
Well,
those are the days, man.
Dominique Dawes. Those were the days, yeah.
Middle school aged boy. Those were the Olympics, I tell you what.
So, well, if you're here, I want your take on Simone Biles' IG reels now.
Oh, Strug was 96. Yeah. Good
thanks,
girl.
Swoosh.
Simone Biles' IG, is that what we're pivoting to?
I'm not on it. I know she was at the Niner game. Huh? I saw that.
She's got a big old rack now.
Oh, yeah?
Is not afraid to purposely tell you that I worked for 20 years to weigh 0 pounds, and I'm rich, so here are my tits. Good for her.
Who was the angry Italian with her?
Oh, that's a good question.
I know you're talking about. Was like Rachel something, right? Like Scamoni, Rachel Scamoni, or some shit.
Definitely some fucking eye tie shit.
Cannot be Rachel Scamoni.
What was it though? All right, let's see. I'm looking through the IG.
I like your name better than what her real name is. So,
yeah, Swoosh, figure this out for us, man. You're the expert, apparently, here.
Michaela Maroney. There you go.
Michaela Maroney. Yeah.
I mean,
she was the one who did
the
hot stroke face.
Yeah. Yep. The JR'd it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Jeez. Bell's palsy ski? Jeez.
I thought it was stroke, not Bell's palsy.
He definitely had Bell's palsy. I remember that. Because that's how I learned what that was.
Well, if anything, I've learned over the last couple weeks.
No one
cares
about Bell's palsy.
I don't know. There's big things in the
not with that.
I don't know. The wrestling world has been calling, like, apparently JR came out as a big racist. So, yeah, whatever.
Wow. What a shock.
Yeah, I know.
Crazy.
I know,
there's right? No way. Wow.
Huh. 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 Let's see. Huh. So Ducks, unless you got more JR takes. You're talking about Jerry the King Lawler? Puppies!
No, I think we're good.
Puppies! So, Poncho staying. Nova Sad officially going to Kentucky.
Yeah, Otto.
He didn't say Kentucky, but he is officially entering the portal to go to Kentucky to follow Will Stein and be his quarterback. And you know what? Probably end up like Tyler Shuck, draft pick in the NFL, like starting for somebody, because that's how that shit seems to work all the time. And then Evan Stewart, I guess, like, so where we're sitting right now is Evan Stewart, like a week and a half ago, was a game time decision, dressed and looked like he was ready to go, but they decided to not play him at all. And now he is officially ruled out of the Orange Bowl. Lanning said he didn't have a setback. And then he was interviewed. He was like part of the press availability for the Orange Bowl, and he was interviewed, and he essentially more or less said, yeah, I'm only coming back next year if Dante Moore comes back next year. Otherwise, I'm gone. He didn't say those words. I am putting words into his mouth, but he essentially said that. Very noncommittal to coming back next year. And if he ain't going to play this week, then he probably ain't going to play the rest of the season. Like, I think we can probably safely say that.
He said that ESPN had a whole update that he plans to come back. He hopes to come back if they advance out of the Orange Bowl. So we'll see. I don't believe it.
I'm sure
I don't,
he does. Yeah, yeah.
Some, you know, it's just, you know.
I guess we'll see. I know Corey Moore and Gary Bryant are Corey Moore.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, Corey Moore Jr.
That's not a player.
Yep. And Gary Bryant Jr.,
that's a player.
Yeah. They're both playing this week, not even on the injury report anymore, and they will have a game under them coming back from being injured. So I think Oregon's offense, and by the way, Jordan Davison practiced all week, looks like he's ready to go, no problems. I think Oregon's offense, like, as healthy as they have been all season. Which,
that was great. That was crazy timing. Davison, how he looked going off the field to, he's fine. It's like, yeah. He couldn't put any weight on that fucking foot, leg, or whatever the fuck was even wrong.
Nice to be 18 years old, right? Actually, I think he just turned 19, but yeah. Crazy. Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, all the talk this week is about Texas Tech's defense and how good they are. And we'll see.
I mean, you can't argue statistically, if you just go purely by the numbers, they are extremely good defense. Now, if you believe, it's kind of like last game. If you believe the hype on just the numbers, not who they're playing, yeah, I mean, you should be worried. But I have continued to say I do not think the Big 12 is a powerhouse offensive conference.
Well, I would disagree a little bit. It is a powerhouse offensive conference.
It hasn't been this year. Even the teams that usually give trouble, like where they're terrible, like Kansas. Like Kansas offense wasn't as good as they have been. Kansas State wasn't as good. So it,
Arizona
even
State's
Arizona was
fair enough.
It was just that one of those weird fluke years where injuries and just a down season. The conference just wasn't strong on the offensive end in my eyes.
It's like, now, BYU was the good offense? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Utah was the better offense. BYU wasn't even a good offense.
Yeah, Utah did.
Utah was the second best offense in the league by like a good margin. And Devin Dampier cannot throw the football.
No,
like,
he cannot.
Cannot throw the football.
And that was that game against Utah. That was, I think it might have been a tie game with like 8 minutes left. And they got three touchdowns in those final 8 minutes to make that score look like it was a blowout. That was a close game the whole way with a lot of turnovers also.
The thing about like the BYU first game or the second game, the Big 12 championship game and the Utah game for Texas Tech is, even though the scores were really close and a third beginning of fourth, Texas Tech was in like monster control. And they just,
yeah, there was no worry. It's like some of those duck games.
Cool them out from there. And again, I don't think Bear Bachmeyer is good. He's a true freshman. Devin Dampier cannot throw. He cannot throw. So my thing with this, are we fully into Oregon, Texas Tech? Or
Yeah.
So I do agree that Texas Tech has not faced anything close to what they're facing with Oregon. And I also agree that Oregon has probably not faced Texas Tech, unless you want to say Indiana.
Yeah.
On defense.
I think that's a good comp. I think Indiana's a good comp.
Yeah.
With Texas Tech.
It didn't go well for Oregon.
It did not
go well for Oregon.
Real quick on that note, for like about Indiana, like something I did hear in the last couple weeks is somebody talked to Dante Moore about that. Dante Moore said he was pressing. Yeah, no shit. Dante Moore said he was pressing in that game and made too big a deal of it and like couldn't make the decisions he needed to make, and when he did make a decision, they weren't very good. And hearing him own that and seeing what clearly everybody else saw, because if we can't just act like it's status quo for Dante Moore in that game. He was a different dude. Like he was truly bad. And
from the get-go,
the entire game. So to hear him say that and to hear him be like, yeah, I sort of adjusted mentally from that game on, and it changed how I look at the rest of the season. So hearing that is like, okay, that gives me confidence in the playoff that Dante Moore is not going to have a shit game. You know what I mean? If he doesn't have a shit game, then Oregon still has a really good chance to win, like, because their running game is really good and their defense is pretty good. So sorry.
Right. And no, that's fine. And like the Indiana and Texas Tech, they do approach it a little different, where Texas Tech is really a pin your ears back and go, and they let their linebackers wreak havoc too. Sometimes they'll float, but they'll charge up to where Indiana was doing sim pressure, and Dante Moore could not figure it out. And if you really want to get big into duck dorkdom, you can be like, well, in the first half, they were averaging 6.2 yards a rush and they just abandoned it. But watch that first half. Did you think they were very effective? Did you watch the first half and be like, Oregon's running it well? No.
They didn't do anything well. That's the point.
Right. So they're a little different. But yeah, I'm just going back to, I don't think Texas Tech has faced collectively what they're going to see on Thursday morning at all. And Oregon has faced close, where they've done good, bad, indifferent. They at least know what they're getting into. So there is a part of me that thinks, not that Texas Tech is going to be like fall into like a shockwave, like, oh, we're out of our skis, because Romello Height, he's played against Oregon. David Bailey, he's played against Oregon twice. So he, you know, different personnel, different teams, different years, but they've played at that level. But there are some guys on that team where I'm like, I don't know.
It's the secondary for me, for them.
Number seven is just dog food.
They have, you know, as a team, they have like 15 or 16 interceptions. But it's because of what you brought up, where those linebackers cause so much havoc that they will force bad throws. If you can protect and keep those linebackers from, you know, creating a ton of pressure, you should be able to attack their secondary.
I think at the tackle, Oregon is as good as anybody in the country. I have my faults for World. Like, he definitely has a couple of plays that he looks like a fucking JC guy. He looks like a guy from Nevada. But like, I think World and Harkey together.
I just saw the chat where the pictures of your hat.
Oh, is it Discord?
Yeah, I can't look at you.
You can't look at him the same now.
Sorry. Go. I had to say it.
That's the Kurt Angle thing I was picking up.
All right. That's so good. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Sorry, serious football mode now. Reaching your nuts.
World and Harkey are very, very good. I think if they, I honestly think it's going to be up to the running backs, because I think Texas Tech is going to need to send guys, and the running backs, they're fucking freshmen, like Davison and Hill, and, you know, Whittington's great. Whittington is, you know, is what he is, but he's not in all the time. They're, when they send guys, Dante's going to need to see it, and he's going to need to diagnose it, and he's going to need to keep guys in, and those guys who stay in are going to need to, like, pick up dudes. If he has time, Dante Moore is going to fucking pick them apart. Like, he just is. Like, they're, Oregon's wide receiver group is fucking elite right now. And, you know, and they're healthy at the right time. Like, you get DeCorian Moore, you get Gary Bryant back. And McClellan has been an absolute dog in the last couple months. An absolute fucking dog. Like, he bails out Moore so much. Like Moore throws inaccurate balls sometimes, and he gets his ass bailed out by McClellan.
Or is it a ball that only the wide receiver
only catch?
Yeah, sure. Yep. Even though the defender's 5 yards off. Yeah, okay. All right.
Well, I think those are the balls you're confusing with Sadiq. He throws terrible balls.
He sure does. No, I'm just saying that the James Madison game, like the one where he threw it like behind him and towards the sideline when he's running up the field, he somehow stops, pivots, turns, and dives and catches it is insane. That's an insane catch. Like he's a ridiculous athlete, and you know, he's a 4-star coming out of high school, and so he should be good. I just don't think anybody thought he would actually be what he is because he was so overhyped compared to the rest of the guys.
It helps actually getting playing time. Like Nuttin says, was it actually better that Dak got hurt early in the season because it got him more reps as the number two at least there?
Dak Prescott?
No.
What does he have to do with this?
He's a great football player.
Okay. I just don't know what he has to do with the Ducks, but okay, Ski. You do you, man. I mean, I'm wearing the cowboy hat. You're obsessed with the Cowboys. That's weird, but okay. So again, you give more time, he's going to eat him up. He's going to eat him up. He just is. Like, do we think Oregon's going to struggle running?
I think they'll... Yeah. Yes, I
could.
Do, actually.
It could, yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it's going to kind of be up to more then, yeah.
Struggle by what? As in they're not going to have those 20-plus yard plays, or they're going to get stuffed instead of picking up 4 or 5 yards?
Yeah, both. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, actually...
I could see that happening. I mean, yeah.
Struggling is, you know... How much did they struggle to run the ball against Washington?
That was one of their worst rushing games.
Okay.
Dante bailed them out.
Yeah.
Actually, Malik Benson bailed them out.
I don't know if it was a bailout. I think
they weren't going to lose their game anyway.
It was a crazy, crazy, crazy play he made, though.
And Oregon is not infallible running the ball by any stretch. You could always point to at Iowa. And again, like we were kind of joking about 5 minutes ago, the first half against Indiana, they had three running backs who ran. But they have struggled at times.
Does it feel like it's going to be one of those games, like the Iowa game, where there just isn't a lot of offense, like no big plays really?
It'll
be higher scoring. Because if the weather was just 3 degrees and dry, Oregon probably scores. They score like 7 to 10 more points, and maybe Iowa.
If they're playing in Autzen, they probably score like over 30.
Maybe they score a couple more points to, you know, they cap off a field goal drive with the touchdown instead. But that weather was just abysmal.
Yeah,
because they would run the ball really well, and then get down to the 25, and just bog down every single time. Which again, you could say, well, if you're that good at running the ball, if you're at near the 20.
Should matter.
You never get bogged down.
Yeah.
Don't get bogged down.
Nope. Don't. But you you brought up Dante Moore learning from that Indiana game. I would say the same thing. You gotta assume maybe Stein learned it as well. Because if it's the same similar defense and stuff that he's seeing again, you think you would hope that he can adjust better and quicker than he did in the Indiana game. But how much has he actually been like worrying about this Oregon game compared to happening with Kentucky?
I think that is a great point. I do not like the fact of how many coaches, you know, OC, DC, probably 6 or 7 staffers combined are juggling 2 different jobs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, analysts, you know, okay, there's a few of those that kind of skew the numbers, whatever, but, I mean, I don't know if you guys read that ESPN article that came out the other day where Tosh is like, I turned my phone off from 6 in the morning to 7 o'clock at night because I'm all Oregon. And then I do the Cal job from 7, 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yep.
Yeah. Doesn't sound great. That doesn't sound great either. I got to be honest.
I will say I worry less about Tosh because that defense, it's you have Lanning to help there as well.
Sure.
But
I agree.
Stein, that's a coaching position where you need to be very prepared because you're going to see a lot of different things thrown at you and you need to have game plans for if they do. And if your head hasn't been in there,
but I'll say
it is a worry, a little worry.
But I'll say Stein's offense looked pretty damn good against it James did. Madison.
But it was also James Madison. Their defense was high school level.
Tosh's defense, I'm just going to be a lame homer and discount the fourth quarter.
Let's not do
but
that.
The first three, they still moved the ball. James Madison still moved the ball more than we would have liked.
Yes, that's correct. Hey, man, they're a playoff team too, King. You know, like
– they play too. I know.
They're allowed to try to score. They're allowed to try to score.
They are allowed to score.
They are allowed
to score. Those kids are entering the portal, man. They're going to end up somewhere, you know?
But there's a lot of factors of, you know, the extra week off for Texas Tech. That should be a hindrance. A 9 a.m. East Coast game, I know they got into Florida yesterday, so the time shouldn't hurt you as much as if this was a regular season game. But 9 a.m. games suck.
Why? Like, why is that the early game? Suck. Why?
It's the farthest east game. That's why.
Yeah, they got to fit three on one.
They got to fit three. Yeah, but they should have done two and two and made that.
Make them make sense.
Because, again, time zone.
There are things called time zones. There are things. Yeah.
And do we need to reframe how college football has worked for 100 years for Braga? So the Rose Bowl is played at, like, from between 1 to 2. And the Sugar Bowl is always the nightcap. So the Orange Bowl and the Fiesta Bowl are the scragglers.
Switch them out. Switch them out.
Yep. Just
move the Rose Bowl.
They did. They moved it up an hour. So there will be no third quarter sunset this year.
Nope.
Also, it's going to be fucking a swamp.
And a swamp there.
I mean, nothing is right. They should have just split it 2 and 2. I don't know why they went 1 and 3.
I don't know if you're going to play.
You know, they just didn't think they'd get eyes on, like, a late game New Year's Eve.
I don't know if a noon kick on Friday. But also, the Cotton Bowl tomorrow being New Year's Eve. Do you remember when college football tried to force feed us New Year's Eve playoff games? They were playoff games. It was the 14 playoff. Mm. The first one was Michigan State and Alabama. Do you remember the commercial that everyone rejected and hated,
Michigan
and they hated
State
the game?
In Alabama?
Yeah, 2015 season, 2016. Well, I guess it was the last day of 2015. Woof. Do you remember the commercial?
I don't.
It was Jimmy Kimmel in, like, a New York high rise surrounded by, I don't know, 15 college football mascots. And he's like, "This New Year's Eve will be so awesome. The stars have all aligned. Cause now it's playoff time."
Yeah, now I remember.
And no one watched the game. And granted, it didn't help
Michigan State.
Yeah, it didn't help that Alabama won, like, 38-0. Yeah. But the fact that we're now getting force-fed New Year's Eve games every year is insane. No one wants it. I don't want it. This New Year's Eve will be forgotten because I will not arrive. Well, I'm old now, so I probably will watch the game.
You're going to watch it.
but back 10 years ago, I did not.
No, that's the...
Yeah,
honestly, it wouldn't be a terrible pregame to go out, you know, start drinking during the game and get a nice little lather going.
Yeah, I suppose.
But, I suppose if you're going to bring, like, logic into it and shit that actually sounds like a good idea.
It's a New Year's Day sport, you know, which is actually a detriment. I should stop saying that because New Year's Eve or New Year's Day being a target point for these games is why we have, like, 4 week breaks in the playoffs. So,
all right. Any other Ducks talk?
I don't know. Real quick, another weird message in our new thing in our chat, a redeemed highlight message by WCP. Random fact of the day, Tiger Woods turned 50 today and is now eligible for the Champions Tour.
I was going to,
thank you for that.
Sort of, like, bring that up and see if you guys had any thoughts on it, because I don't. I haven't thought about Tiger Woods in a long time.
Listen, Tiger Woods was last cool when bucket hats were cool. Okay,
if
bucket hats are back, Tiger's back, baby.
They're not back yet. They're not back yet. It's a movement.
Don't jinx it. Come on, man. It's a process. Speaking Trust of, the process.
Thinkjinx.com.
My dog getting into some shit. I'll tell you that much. He, we got these Tuffy. Let me see if I can find one. Yeah, here we go. So he got these indestructible Tuffy toys for Christmas, and it took him like 2 days. Destroyed it. Let's see. Ripped the top part off here and started taking out all the stuffing. Like, these are supposed to be like the ones that are really, really hard for them to chew.
Your savage went right for the uterus, where all the nutrition is.
Tearing out the babies.
Internal organs.
Tearing
that's
out the
exactly.
Eggs. Yeah. Yep.
Damn, shark! You got a shark. You got a land shark.
Goddamn right. I raised him right.
With that cattle hat, I'm not surprised you did.
Raising a rope goes.
Everybody land man over here. Head.
Yes. Yeah, the one WCP that he cannot destroy is the Kong ring thing that I got him. It is he can't touch that one. It's impossible. So that's the one that's gonna test the, you know, that's gonna be here a while.
That's the limit of destructibility.
Yes, pretty much. Kong is I'll be like a good spokesman for Kong dog toys. Because these Tuffy ones are a joke. He got two of them and destroyed them within like a week.
You could be a Kong spokesperson until Thinkjinx comes out with their own line of chew toys. Then you can't.
Yep.
Do you guys have a good Christmas, by the way?
I feel like we skipped ask you that too. Perfect. Mm. Yeah, let's roll in. I had a great Christmas. Yeah, it's the year so my ex and I, we switch Christmas Eve, Christmas morning, and then like every year. And so I got my kid at like noon this year. But it was cool because everybody else, like the grown-ups, just sort of hung out, ate breakfast, watched football. Like, it was good, man. Then the kid came over. We opened all the presents, had a good time, watched Nightmare Before Christmas, ate pizza. It was fucking legit. It was a good time.
Nice.
Nice little evening with family.
Nice.
How about you?
Well, I mean, I did my like most Jewish, you know, Christmas ever. Went to see a movie with Jack Black in the theater. Yes.
Shalom, Jack Black. Yep.
Absolutely. And then I went to pick up Chinese food where, you know, they said it was a 2-hour wait. And then I get there and I had to wait another hour and 15 fucking minutes. And I wanted to take back my tip because you had to pay up front.
Oh, yeah. That.
I couldn't. And in the spirit of Christmas, I was like, this is fine. This is great.
Yeah, suck it up.
This is fine.
Yeah.
Just sitting here drinking Sing Song beer, whatever that is. And
Sing Tao.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and watching Broncos Chiefs on my phone. It was fun. It was great. This place didn't even have a fucking TV. Not a single TV.
So 3 hours?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So they said it was a 2-hour wait. Uh-huh. So I was like, cool. I'll give them 2 hours and 15 minutes. Because sure. I know it won't be 2 hours.
No,
it
would never.
Get there. And to get your spot in line, you had to pay up front. And they just had nothing but tickets, paper tickets. Paper tickets, mind you.
Yo, it's that scene from the first season of The Bear where they do like the to-go or whatever and nonstop receipts just come through and they're like, fucking fire it! Fire it! Fire it! Yeah. Jesus.
I wish they would have lit me on fire. Yeah. And they're like, they just kept on. I'm not going to do the accent, but they're like, 15 minutes, sir. 15
so it
minutes,
was,
sir.
It was a Seinfeld episode.
It
kind of was. When they were trying to get the table and it was.
Yeah. And I'm just sitting there like, what? I want my food. And granted, it came out fine. It was hot.
That's good.
It was good.
Which is surprising because Chinese food famously. A quick cooking meal that in those restaurants.
That was my. I was like,
the turnover is quick.
How long can fried rice, pork foo young, sub gum, and marfar chicken really take? It cannot. Everyone's kind of ordering the same thing. I feel like.
Oh yeah.
If you're crazy, you're like, I want a sweet and sour soup.
Yeah, you don't need to make every individual order
egg flour
at once.
Yeah, you know? I did get some egg flour soup. And as a reminder, egg flour soup the next day, gross.
No bueno. Yes.
No, you got.
Yeah. Well, like solidifies, doesn't it?
Yeah, you got to warm it up for like 20 minutes. Yo, it's just, it's.
I don't like egg flour soup at all, ever. Even when it's fresh, I don't like it. It tastes awful. Genuinely. I might be the only person to say this. Has anybody else ever told you this? I fucking hate that soup.
I don't think anyone in the world has ever said that. Because it's the most, literally the most neutral flavor I think there is.
I don't like it. Pick a, you know what?
You could say the texture. It's a little viscous.
I don't like the texture. I don't like the taste. I don't like the taste. I don't like
doesn't it. Have taste. It's tasteless.
Doesn't have taste. Maybe I don't like that. Maybe I want it to take a stand. You know what I mean? If you don't,
you just want your Campbell's chicken noodle.
Stand for nothing, you fall for anything. Like, I'm not, this egg flour soup is a.
This guy's a progresso guy.
It's a chump.
You know what I mean? Campbell's, he's a progresso.
Well, at least you got one person with no taste in here with you. Sports and Suds says it's bad.
It is bad.
Oh, that's insane. It's bad. That's insane.
It's bad.
It's such a good compliment. It's just put it in a little bowl. It's a waste. You have a cute spoon, and then you get that
soup spoon.
You were getting Chinese food, and you were using valuable stomach space on fucking egg flour soup?
It expands that stomach early because you eat more.
This guy does not know how to eat Chinese food.
Give me the chow mein.
Do you find Chinese food filling?
Got room for chicken? Do I got room for pork?
Are you the person who thinks Chinese food is filling?
Yeah, right. This guy complains. This guy goes in and
famously not.
That's what
this guy 100% complains about.
I want to eat as much as I possibly can. I ain't fucking wasting room on soup. Come on, man.
He doesn't like. There's too much MSG, King. For him, there's too much MSG.
I mean, like I said, like I had my Jewish day. I like matzo ball soup as well. So maybe it's just me. Shabbat shalom. Let's move on.
Maybe you're just more cultural than I am. Maybe you just like
Gentile. Hey, fucking Gentile over here.
You just love. Gross. You love cultures.
I'm not gonna tell you about Jesus, but I got some opinions on that guy.
See, Booble, it's not that I am worried about stomach space. It's that I am trying to utilize it to the best of my abilities. And if I'm putting I got spaces here for different things. And if I'm putting soup in one of those spaces, fucking forget it. There's better things to put there, like pork and chicken and chow mein and rice. Fucking miss me, man.
Do you like soup in general?
Yes. Yes, okay. I do like soup.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of like good soup. That's not a good soup.
What kind of soup? What kind of soup do you make on a rainy Sunday?
I make beer cheese often.
Okay,
it's good. Yeah,
I would say you look like a tortilla soup kind of guy. Oh,
it's good too. It's good too. It's a good soup.
I feel like he's a potato leek.
Potato
guy.
Leek.
He just loves to put on Instagram cutting leeks.
I can't fuck with leeks. I know you're kidding, but I know you're kidding, but I cannot fuck with leeks, man. I can't.
It's really?
Leeks are so good.
Yeah.
I love leeks.
Leeks are fantastic.
That's an interesting take.
We are soup divided. We are a soup divided pod right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't even get me started on bisques. Let's just not even go. Chowders and bisques, those are don't even count. We won't even get into that.
See, I think WCP gets
it. The red or the white?
The red or the white. He says, give me that Safeway Chinese meal deal. I hear you. Like, that's efficiency when it comes to food. I don't need soup, man.
Okay, that's fine.
Give me an extra scoop of sweet and sour pork, and I'll fucking eat that instead. Thank you.
Do you eat the pork?
So you're not eating your rice or your chow mein then?
No,
that's just filler.
No, I am.
Well, that's just filler in your eyes.
Well, one or the other. Chow mein, I would argue, is not a filler. Like, chow mein has substance and is actually really good. Rice, I'm with you. Like, if you get a white rice, that's filler. But you know, if you get like a fried rice or something, it's got stuff in it.
It's got stuff in it. Well, it's not meat, which is your logic here.
It could have meat. Could have like some pork. It could have chicken.
It'd have a little Chinese pork in it, little tiny diced pieces of it. But that's
it. You're just, you know, killing your own argument here. Looks like I won. 2-1 and I win. I win the argument. That's cool, man. I like that.
Do you eat your fortune cookies?
I like the taste of fortune cookies.
Yeah, it's kind of rare. Like,
I don't even know.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll basically only eat it if somebody else eats theirs and they're like, oh, what'd you get? And then I'll eat it. Because if you open it, you have to eat it. Like,
yeah,
that's the rule.
Oh, it says mercy. And there's an eight ball on the back. What the fuck?
I think it's telling you. I think that's telling you something.
Stop
eating.
Stop using cocaine.
Well, or get more cocaine. Mercy. One or the other.
Is that like John?
Which
Stamos
could be
mercy?
In the bathroom.
It could just be like Uncle Jesse, just like take a big rail and go mercy.
Oh, mercy, mama.
No, he wasn't actually. Was he the one that wasn't actually an uncle, or was that Joey? Joey wasn't an uncle.
It's Joey, right? Yeah,
Joey wasn't an uncle.
That's no shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't an uncle.
Cut it out. Wasn't actually the uncle.
I don't know. Yeah.
Just creepy Canadian guy that moved in the house.
No shit.
Yeah, after an ugly divorce from a pop singer.
Yeah. Alanis.
Yeah.
True to life. I always say that about Full House.
Yeah.
Yeah. let's see. Is chili soup? Ask Booble. No, chili.
It's too hearty.
It's chili.
It's too hearty.
It's chili.
Is it? Okay. Is it because of the texture though? Because it's chunky. So if it's a soup, is extra chunky? Does that turn into not a soup?
No,
it's chili because we call it chili.
Well, and also because chili has that weird delineation between is it just beans or do you add meat to it?
What if it's just meat?
I'm sure people have gotten shot over that beans and just meat chili before.
Do you throw meat in your chili if you make it?
Yes.
On a Sunday while watching Packers and Vikings.
I tried to avoid watching the fucking Packers and Vikings. I'd make chili whilst that game's on.
Oof. I throw meat in mine too. I feel like, I mean, I know that's the incorrect.
Why would you not? Why would you not want some meat?
They say that's
a three bean chili. I need the meat.
I like a good navy bean, a great northern bean.
Are you a big kidney guy?
Oh, I love a big kidney bean.
Gotta love a kidney bean.
I don't love a kidney.
Kidney is the best bean. A lot of people are saying. Yeah. WCP's fat and he likes cookies. All right, good to know. So should we do... Let's see.
What a random drop. I like turtles.
I like turtles.
I like cookies. I like cookies.
Well, or is it more the kid in Buffalo about the Popeye's chicken sandwiches? Just it's chicken. I like chicken.
I like chicken.
Fry your chicken. It's chicken.
Ski, how was your Christmas?
Well, I didn't get to just. It wasn't like the old days where I could just lay on the couch the entire day watching sports. So it's not as cool as it used to be. I actually had to like engage with people and you know. Not as cool.
So you got engaged finally?
No, engaging with people. No, that ain't right.
Please.
No.
Damn.
You said it, man.
No, there's...
Seriously, when's the date?
Yeah, seriously. Tell us. Yeah.
Seriously.
Mark calendars.
We're going to do the podcast from the wedding.
Oh, my God.
Actually. You know what's funny? Like the... What's their podcast called? This is important. Like the Workaholics guys have a podcast together.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to it in a really long time, but back when I did, Adam was getting married and they did the podcast from the bachelor party. Like that was a good one. And I was like that everybody just getting hammered and sitting around the table and doing a podcast sounds like a fucking fun idea. Maybe don't release it.
Yeah. Well, that's,
yeah, dangerous.
Yeah, that's it. It was slippery slope there.
Yeah.
I think our takes on Somali daycares would get a little too spicy.
Yeah, don't get some liquor in us and oh god. Yeah.
Boy, we're gonna have really hot takes on Minnesota.
You
get a few buzz balls in us. You watch out.
Ooh-wee.
You watch out. All right, we should do
squad.
Yes. Let's see. So we should probably do lines. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Lines.
Okay. Lines. Everywhere.
Lines. Lines. Everywhere.
Everywhere. Lines. Lines. because there's lines. It's doing lines because of lines.
I got to do some math because the Tennessee game ended not long ago.
Thoughts and prayers.
Nah, I won't count that one. All right. You know, it's kind of big week. We got, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We got 8 games left, and then 3. We have 11 games total left. So
it's all
you can't fall behind. You really do not want to fall behind right now. So, King, you had 2 points. Braga, you had 2 points.
It's almost like he's doing this in order for a reason.
I had, because of my good old Think Jinx Dog of the Week with Penn State, I had 4 points. So the score is now currently, I am now leading, which has
been a while
since I've been in the lead. I have 95. King, you have 94. Braga, you have 93. It's been a while. And we currently have the USC game going, so we already picked that one.
Yep.
But our first game, we go 9 a.m. tomorrow. We got the ReliaQuest Bowl. We got Iowa as a 5.5-point dog against Vanderbilt. I will say, I believe Pavia is playing.
Yeah, he's
so
he
that,
is playing.
So that, take that with what you may.
Man, it's so fun watching the world become exposed to Diego Pavia and like the kind of dude he is and like his family and like their whole thing. Cause what is it? His brother gets in drunk fights after the game. His mom is dating Theo Vaughn. Like he is a grade A douchebag. Like every sense of the fucking word, this guy's a douchebag, but he doesn't give a shit, which also makes him a little bit more of a douchebag.
That also usually it tends to make for a good college football,
pretty good football player, meathead fucking extraordinaire, man. And for that reason, I am picking Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I'm taking Vandy as well. I mean, since they lost at the 2 games after, since they lost to the Ducks, they've actually haven't played terrible football. But I will say, the SEC really does not give a shit about bowl games that aren't in the playoffs. And apparently the Big Ten does give a shit about it. I mean, the smart pick should be Iowa.
6-0 currently. Yeah. USC leading by 7 as we do this podcast in the fourth quarter.
So. Smart pick should be Iowa, but I'm still taking Vandy.
You know, today I looked at your favorite president, Donald J. Trump's approval rating.
Of course.
And I believe it was at 38%. And then I saw that the Democrats' approval rating was an all-time low at 32%.
And when I think
of where we need to look directly in the eye and find the values and the moral compass.
It's all about values.
And the rock of where we need to go as a country, as a nation, as a people. I look to the center of the country. I look to the Midwest. I even gaze my eyes up a little bit up into Iowa, from Ames to Iowa City to Copenhagen to wherever.
Other cities in Iowa.
And I think if we just look directly in the center of our country, we can find common ground. We can find a puzzle piece that will connect to bring us together. The left, the right, the center. I look to the state of Iowa. Iowa, I look directly at you and I think your Hawkeyes are going to win tomorrow. I think your Iowa Hawkeyes are my Think Jinx Dog of the Week. And I think if we can win a state, we can win a region. And if we can win a region, we can win a nation. You can change a nation. You can change a world. I got the Hawkeyes. Go Hayden Fry. Go Brad Banks. Let's fucking go. Hawkeye up.
If we can all come together
together
in one thing, It's that we
one
all,
central issue.
We all hate Diego Pavia.
I was gonna go there. I thought it might sound racist.
Is he a race? What is he? He's not white? He's not like a
He's definitely not white.
Okay.
You know a lot of white guys with the last name of Pavia? First name Diego.
Diego. Yeah.
This is the United States of America.
You look like you hang out in farm communities, so you should know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You should know a lot of Diegos and Pavias.
Mm. He one of them guys I pick up on my truck to do my backyard chores. He one of them?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Not in his America, King. Come on now.
My America.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. You know what, King? Your Obama-esque speech there, you swayed me. I'm switching over to Iowa. I mean.
Thank you.
Yo, right back to 2008 again.
Across the aisle.
I think jinxing dog of the week Iowa now. That's how powerful that was.
I believe in Iowa.
And if I can hawk the Hawkeyes, I can hawk a health plan on the country. Vote for me.
These assholes are showing the 2016 Alamo Bowl highlights right now.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck off, ESPN. Fuck off.
I think TCU wins.
Here's that. There's
Call
that
it
make,
a lock.
There's that make-believe guy, Jeff Locke, you were talking about.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
You missed an opportunity. Booble brings it up. King, you needed a Howard Dean yell at the end of that to really cement that. Yeah. All right.
Please clap.
Next,
remember Jeb and his marketing campaign just had the exclamation point, so you have to yell it every time you say it.
Yeah,
Jeb. Jeb had one of the best campaigns ever.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
The exclamation point, the please clap, and then when he like posted on social media, they got like a gold gun, and everyone was like, "I'm a Republican and I'm racist, and you're just gay."
Oh no! And then he had they like photoshopped one of his ads as well, and like his hand was a black dude. So they put his head on a black dude's body, but they forgot to like change the hand.
What a great campaign!
Oh my god!
How did he not win?
Incredible!
All right. Next, we're going to the Citrus Bowl next. Yeah. Number 18, Michigan. They're 7.5-point dogs against Braga's Texas Longhorns.
Hook 'em.
Yeah, dude. Again, I've said it.
That's just
I've
a lock. That's star like, pick. Star pick. Yeah.
Yeah, I've said it the last like 2 months, dude. Arch Manning is fucking balling out right now. Like, give me Texas.
Yeah, I'm taking Texas as well. That Michigan's in disarray. So I don't even know who's playing. I'm sure. I've not looked at the opt-out list yet, but
is Blair Underwood starting? Is that a different guy?
That's an actor.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right.
I thought that was an actress.
An actress, even.
Definitely guy. Yeah.
Next, we're going to the Vegas Bowl. Nebraska is a 14.5-point dog to Utah. Nebraska's bad at football.
So Whittingham is not coaching in that game.
No.
Yep.
I don't know if Dampier is playing, but even if he is, King already brought up that he can't throw a football.
Correct.
And I'm still going to take Utah because Nebraska is that bad.
Same. Utes.
Yeah. Utah as well. That's easy.
All right. Well, now we got the four playoff games. First one, Miami, 9.5-point dogs against the Ohio State.
I keep on going first, so I don't want to set.
I'll go first. I'll set the fucking tone here. Miami is just an annoyingly bad team. They kind of remind me of like old Iowa teams. They're not going to ever pull away offensively, but they're not going to let this game get out of hand. I think they cover. They're not going to win, but I think they cover. Give me Miami.
I got Ohio State.
Their defense is good.
Ohio State star pick. That's fucking easy money.
I'm Miami covers, but Buckeyes win.
I catch up. This is the one.
2016, just some 21-15. Yeah,
gross. Some gross. Some gross. Yeah.
Or you never think Miami's going to win, but.
And I think Mario's kind of oppo Dan Lanning, where he will come in and get that backdoor cover for you in the last possession. Like, he likes to hang his hat on probably covering the spread.
Because he's so good at time management at the end of games. He's so good at
getting when you're out of it, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it doesn't matter, game's over. Carson, you just need to get that touchdown to cover.
Carson Beck going to pad some stats at the end. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, next we go to Alabama.
Alabama.
Indiana is, it is 7, but for this, I dropped it down to 6.5 to make things interesting. I shall start again. I don't think Alabama's good. I'm not high in Indiana. I think Alabama wins this game.
Oh, I don't have sound for that one.
Is that your dog of the week?
I already have my dog of the week with Iowa. So.
Bing bong.
I was thinking of that too. I think I'll just go Alabama. I think I'll save my dog.
Indiana.
I said Alabama, right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Bama's not good. I just said they're not good. It's just one of those dumb games. I think they win because they're Alabama, and I just don't think Indiana is that good. So
they have better players.
Yep. All right. Next game we got. Athletes. We got Old Mississippi. They're playing Georgia. Georgia's 6.5-point favorites. I shall be using my star pick on this game, and I shall be taking Georgia. Can't lose your head coach and expect to go beat Georgia in this game. Sorry.
Do I do it? Ole Miss is my think jinx dog of the week. Yeah. Yeah. I think they're fucking motivated. Like, mind you, they play.
Oh, yeah!
Mind you, they played a bad team in the opening round, but
yeet!
They are motivated. Georgia, we'll see. Georgia's better than they are. They just fucking are.
Yes.
Like, there's no doubt about it. But it's the
I believe they already beat them once this year.
Uh huh.
Yep. They did,
and I think it. Yeah. I think it covered six. They won by like 10 or so.
I think 7-10. I think some dumb shit's gonna happen, man.
I think it was a late. If they did cover, it was a late cover because that was Ole Miss. Like, I don't think they punted against Georgia the whole game.
They did win. They won by 8, so it would have been. It was a cover.
Some dumb crazy shit's gonna happen.
Georgia did score 17-0 in the fourth quarter. So yeah. There you go.
Yeah. I'm going to go Georgia. I just to barely cover, but I think they'll cover.
Yeah.
Even though I think the discord around Georgia being like, they are a monster wagon now. Well, they're not 21-22.
They're not, no.
We can reel that one back a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I do think they'll just barely cover.
Yeah,
they're not quite like oh, the Ohio State from last year where they just caught a fucking heater at the right time as well. Just to be dominant, but yeah, mine's more anti-Ole Miss, but
Nuttian says that I'm throwing the entire season away with that pick, and then Swoosh says he's our spokesperson for this. He says, we here at Think Jinx do not approve or condone the picking of Ole Miss over the dogs of Georgia. Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
I gotta go with my heart, and my heart says Ole Miss.
All right, well, that should be for our last game here. What do you think about your heart says about Oregon -2.5 against Texas Tech?
Show us where your dicks are.
Mm-hmm.
Want to unfurl those?
Come on, where's Negaduck here? This is like
talking about ecosystems. Without apex predators, the food chain gets out of whack.
Oregon. Oregon's better. They are. They have better players.
They're taking Oregon as well.
Damn. I thought I was going to be the lame one who picked Oregon. I'm picking Oregon. I think it's going to be a banger of a game. I do not think they're going to run away from them. And if they win by 10, it's not going to be like, oh, because Texas Tech scored 10 points in the fourth quarter to make it close.
Yeah. Is this
a really good game?
This kind of feels like some of the other big games we talk about with Oregon where I don't think the Ducks could really get blown out, but I think they could blow out Texas Tech. Like, there's a higher percentage chance that they run away with it than I think Texas Tech could run away with it.
The hard part is Texas Tech's like turnover ratio is
that's what it is.
Fucking crazy. And if they get two or three turnovers, okay, Oregon's probably cooked.
But they're not going to run away with it, because I just don't think their offense is explosive enough to like get that turn, like score explosive play, turnover, touchdown, something like that.
I agree.
Like their quarterback is finally off of the boot for the first time in like a month and a half. He apparently like never practiced and would just show up on Saturdays and play because he was injured. So this is the first week he has not been wearing a walking boot, apparently. So we'll see what that means for their offense. But it's the talk around their team just does not seem to match what their team actually is, Texas Tech. So like, you know, did you share it, King, in our Discord where like the 24/7 writer for Texas Tech shared his like matchups? And
yeah,
he had like he had Texas Tech's running backs and tight ends is better than Oregon's. It's like, come on, man. Like,
come on.
What are we doing?
Come on.
What are we doing? Yeah. Like, Oregon is better. And like, they just are.
The running back one is not true, but you can easily point
argue
at them
it.
Being like,
yeah, argue it.
They do have one guy who runs the ball a lot and he has 1,000 yards. Yeah. Or Oregon runs six guys. You know what I mean?
They're three guys that are 500 to 700. That's
Oregon has better backs. Like And the tight end one, give me a fucking break.
I mean, Johnson is better than their backup.
And again, like we kind of said, you know, an hour ago when we kind of briefly talked about it, I think that's going to be the kind of thing that Texas Tech, in retrospect, would be like, oh shit. We never played a team where their backup tight end, who's like their fifth option in the pass game, can just make the most athletic play you've seen. Yeah. You know, like a crazy catch or a crazy juke. Or I think that kind of thing is going to be the difference. Because I do believe their edge rushers are going to be good. And I pray to God Jacob Rodriguez does not go Aiden Fisher like Indiana did and diagnose every fucking play. And he was the Butkus Award winner, so I don't know why we wouldn't expect it. But, again, I just think, like, the Jamari Johnson, all of a sudden De'Aaron Hill's going to run a ball for 30 yards out of nowhere. And, like, who the hell is this dude? You know, I think that's where they're going to win the game.
Oh, by the way, Oregon's top two wide receivers the last 2 months are their third and fourth string wide receivers.
Sure. And Texas Tech won the offseason. There is no doubt about it. They could lose by 21 on Thursday. They won the offseason. But Oregon has maybe not won a singular offseason, but they've been a top five offseason team now coming into this year for like three straight offseasons. So some of those guys they won in 23 are now third year. You know what I mean? I have no doubt Texas Tech's first string is very, very good. I'm not disputing that. But again, I just think there's going to be a depth issue. We're finally like, oh shit. And they have the better quarterback and the better offensive line. And I know people have their faults with Dan Lanning and nationally, or, you know, whatever. And they have the better head coach and they've been here. Yep. They've played in playoff games. And they've won a conference title. Like, a lot of these guys have won a conference title. And they know what that's like. And Texas Tech has kind of, you know, just, it's their first year. It is their first year here. Like, just historic. They've never done this.
And they just had a month off.
Yeah, and that too. Yeah, which maybe helped them, like you said, with Baron Morton's health. So,
sure.
But, yes, Oregon had a game 10, 11 days before to knock off some rust and get teaching points in.
Yep. All right. Let's do our list and get out of here. How about that? So our list, I forget who came up with the original list idea. It was like a month or so ago. We did the list of our top movies from the year we were born. I feel like it was Booble. Like, Booble, you're in the chat. Was that you? Anyway, we did say that we were going to do our top music albums from the year we were born at some point, and we decided to do that this week.
I just don't remember any of them.
Yeah, no, I had to Google it, like, for sure. But the ones that I came up with, I definitely remember. And we were born the same year, man. You could just steal my list.
You remember one of them?
No.
Stop it.
No, I remember them.
Well, yeah, you remember Iron Maiden's album? Okay, yeah. Number three album in that year. Yeah, of course you remember that one.
Of course, yeah. Iron Maiden.
Remember Roxy Music, number seven that year? No,
big,
you don't.
Big Maiden head.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. What year were you born, Ski?
84.
84, and then King and I were both 82, right?
Correct.
Right, okay.
Old.
Olds, couple of olds, yep. So, Ski, do you want to start? You look like you're ready to go.
Yeah, I'll start. My number three, Bob Marley, legend. I mean, I think everyone is that whole album's a banger of just classic Bob Marley songs.
Yep, that is great. I just realized by Googling a specific album that it didn't actually come out in the year I was born. So I got to come up with something else real quick. Wait, that was 84?
That was 84, Bob Marley, yeah.
Huh, right on. So yeah, now I gotta figure this out real quick. Let's see. My number three is Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, The Message, which has been, the beat's been stolen many a time over the years. I think Ice Cube did the most famous like remix of the beat, but it's the, you know, don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge.
Walking up the stairs, and I don't give a care. Beat my bear.
Is that Yogi?
More like the Goofy, like the
It's like a jungle sometimes. Max.
My number three, H2O by Daryl Hall and John Oates.
John Oates. Banger.
Banger. I've clearly listened to that a million times.
Yeah, big Hall & Oates guy. No. I've always said that about
you. Oh, no, I mean, I know who they are. I could not tell you what that album is.
Fucking,
I don't know these albums. There's
Stay tuned for my list.
Yeah. Let's see. So from the chat, looks like we got WCP's The Same As Mine, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, The Message. Swoosh McDuck. What year were you born, Swoosh? Put that in there.
Try to guess.
Yeah. His Billy Idol Rebel Yell.
It's got to be late 80s, maybe 87.
That sounds like 70s, 80. Man. Swoosh must be 70s.
It's definitely not 70s.
That's late 80s.
It's 83.
83. Jeez, it was that old. Jesus. Yeah, all right.
Jeez, man. And then Blue Bulls is Guns N' Roses Appetite for Destruction, 1987. That's your number.
GNR.
That's your number three? Goodness gracious. All right, Ski. That's all we got in the chat.
My number two is Ride the Lightning, Metallica.
Jeez. Good year for tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'm going to go Fleetwood Mac Mirage is my number two.
Fleetwood Mac.
See, the problem is I had AC/DC. For those about to rock, we salute you. But it actually came out in 1981. So the story I was reading, like, it, that doesn't count. But yeah, it's a fucking banger, man. Are you kidding me?
Fleetwood Mac? Name a Fleetwood Mac song.
Yeah, let's see.
Silver Spring.
We got Gypsy from that album. Yeah, man.
Gypsy. Yeah, if you like Stevie Nicks.
I do like Stevie Nicks. You don't like Stevie Nicks? Come on, bro. That's a you problem. All right, King, what's yours?
We're just making it was the same.
Up. It was?
It was the same.
All right. Yeah. Not Judas Priest?
Should be.
No. I've never heard a Judas Priest song in my life.
All right. Let's see.
Painkiller? Banger.
No idea.
This is a great one because King and I are just looking at our phones the entire time.
I don't know what he's being out.
Both of us. Let's see. Nutian's number three is Metallica the Black Album. What year was that, Nutian?
I want to feel like it's like 91.
He's going to say a Backstreet Boys album. Hit me, baby, one more time by Britney Spears. Never was mine.
Christina Aguilera is on his list. I'm going to be like impressed and disappointed.
Yeah. I'm a genie in a bottle.
Let's see. Boobles number two is Whitney Houston's self-titled album. Again, that is 1987. WCP's number two, which is 1982. Prince, 1999.
91. Nice.
I don't like Prince. Yeah, never did.
That's my limited Prince.
That's pretty good. Yeah, it's like the 1 second impersonation thing or whatever. You make like one sound and it's the impersonation.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Black and white, red and green.
See.
Funky.
Should have kept it to 1 second. It was perfect.
Yeah.
I said I don't know.
Let's see. So we're at number twos. Nutian's number two is De La Soul is Dead.
This is depressing.
De La.
That sucks.
Not the choice, just the year.
That sucks for us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Swoosh is number two. Yeah.
Daryl Hall. John Oates.
I know.
Jay-Z.
Oh, man.
Oh, man,
this sucks. This depresses me, man. This bullshit. Let's see. And then Swoosh McDuck's number
two. Picking it up, Zippo.
It's not picking it up?
No. No, too high pitched. It's not picking it up.
That sucks. Yeah.
It was a sad trumpet sound. A slide whistle.
Slide
whistle, yeah. Let's see. Swoosh McDuck's number two, The Police Synchronicity. Erica wants to know. Nutian says Erica wants to know what an album is. Fuck off.
We had double albums.
We had A side and B sides.
Double LPs. What do you mean?
Yeah.
And Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Remember that. Yeah. Youngster.
Young.
And Raekwon, chef after you.
Yeah. You God. Ghostface Killer. Let's see. Number one, Ski. Go.
My number one album of 1984, that would be a Daryl Hall and John Oates Big Bam Boom album.
We are a big yacht rock pod.
Well, it's got the methodlove. It's the method of if Method Man's gonna rip off your fucking song, you got a fucking banger album.
It's your number one.
Yeah, Shut up, Ski.
When was the last time you listened to that album?
Literally listen to Hall & Oates all the time.
I don't believe you.
Not the handle. They do have bangers.
Daryl Hall has the voice of a fucking angel, and John Oates have the mustache of an 80s porn star. You can't beat that combo.
Fair enough. You know what? I can't argue with logic. That's sound. What's your number one, King?
My number one, because it's number 17 on the list, but how it's listed makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Pornography, The Cure.
It sure is. Sometimes.
I mean, sometimes it just is.
It can be.
Sometimes it just is.
Do you guys actually like The Cure?
I don't know what they are.
They're like the original like emo band. Some guy, like one of the guys just died. That's how old they are, too.
Yeah, I got nothing on The Cure. I don't get it.
What's their number one song? How does it go?
No idea.
Don't even know. I just know I do not care for them, from what I've heard.
Are they the sometimes the something's blue, Monday two and Wednesday's through? Is that them?
No, that is way to our era. Like
Friday, I'm in love.
All the small things.
No, that's
what you're singing right now, though. The Cure.
No,
like,
I'm not singing. I'm not.
We are The Cure. We only wear black. I am depressed. I need my wife back. All right, that's the best I got. My number one, Michael Jackson, Thriller. I win.
Lame, boo. This guy supports pedophilia. Epstein Island boy. Gross. Boo, boo. You admitted that in public. Gross. Oh, my God.
Emotional damage.
Well, you're a seven-year-old.
I'm going to come.
Emotional damage.
I'm not ready yet.
Do not come.
Please do emotional damage again.
Emotional damage.
That shit makes me so happy. Yeah, man. You know, my favorite song from that album is not even Thriller. It's like PYT. PYT. Pretty Young Thing.
No.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute.
I am 100% right.
About what? The Cure?
About The Cure?
Yeah. It's Friday I'm in Love. Oof. Get cultured. Friday I'm in love.
What's it's like, in love
Wednesday
with?
Something cut in blue.
I guess, yeah, I guess we don't do it in the DeLong voice. Yeah, it makes...
That's how the song goes, too. It's not that dissimilar.
Not buying it. Wow, those are some bebopping kids right there, I tell you what. Is that the Squirrel Nut Zippers? I swear, I can't tell.
That is The Cure. It's Friday, I'm in Love.
How about that?
Read the screen, bozo.
Yeah, you jabroni.
You G-brone. Quit being such a G-brone.
Can you guys hear it at all?
No. We cannot. Still no. I don't know how your mic doesn't pick up anything other than you talking into it. That's insane.
Annoying.
That's weird.
Actually.
Yeah. Let's see. Number one's for the chat. WCP's is Michael Jackson Thriller. Boobles is the Dirty Dancing soundtrack.
Ooh, the Soise.
Mm-hmm.
Did that really come out in 1982?
87.
That's 87. Yeah.
Nutians 1991, Nirvana Nevermind. Fuck you. I listened to that in middle school, dude. Fuck you.
God, the slide. I'm very upset we can't hear the slide whistle.
Begging
God, so
for the
mad.
Slide whistle. It sucks.
What's up with you, Mike? Jesus.
I know. Let's see. Number one from Swoosh is soundtrack to Flashdance.
Banger. Yeah, banger dude. Soundtrack.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Let's see. Erica's, she's a 92 baby. We get her entire top three here. Madonna Erotica. Def Leppard Adrenalize. Okay.
But it's Def Leppard, so I'll take it.
Yep. And number one is Dr. Dre the Chronic.
God, bangers, man.
God damn, 92 is a good year.
I'm having The Cure.
Boole makes a good point. We really do need a succulent Chinese meal on for the drop.
Oh,
no drop.
Yeah. You wanna go ahead and do that for us, Ski? You wanna do your impersonation of that?
What a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? And then he touched my penis. What was the other one? It's like
that's a separate drop.
What was the other one? Like like you're chokehold. I see they touch you well. Yeah, there's a bunch of drops out of that gym. I do have some honorable mentions, and one in particular I think we have to hit home on for that guy that posted on YouTube, like, what was that, 2 months ago? Honorable mention, Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA. Am I going to get the guy back now for that? Yeah, no?
No.
He's not coming back?
Yeah. I'll be sure to @mention him when I post it.
All right, Van Halen, 1984, good. This one's for Braga. Weird Al Yankovic in 3D came out in 84. I believe that was his first album.
Fuck yeah.
And then a bunch of awesome 80s shit, you know, hair bands like Scorpions and Rat. But yeah, they don't.
Scorpions.
Bro, King, 82 sucked.
It stinks.
Dude.
Get your hands off my penis. Yeah, that's... Thank you, Nathan. Yeah.
So good. I mean, I love
Steve,
for
he
you,
said that and you could hear this. Yeah.
Yeah. I love for you that you are enjoying this slide whistle. Like, it makes
yeah,
me
it's
happy.
It's great. It makes me laugh.
Yourself.
Yeah. My soundtrack sounds funny. It's Get great. Your hands off my penis.
Get your hands off my penis. All right, let's go. Long ass podcast. Yeah. Let's stop doing it. Again, our movie on Sunday.
I'm dressing like a referee next week, yep. And I'm giving us 2-minute warnings every 12 minutes.
Tweet.
Okay?
Sounds
Just
good.
So you know.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Our movie on Sunday is Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. It is on Paramount
it's
Plus.
The final.
Watch that. Listen
it
to
better.
Us talk about it.
I already watched this. Mm-hmm. This is not, cause we only watch these on Sundays and do them live.
Yeah, of course.
Behind the curtain. I've already seen this. Don't like this movie.
Interesting. So
he's so, underwater the whole time.
So listen on.
You're not Aquaman.
Yeah, he might be. He's TC. He can be whatever the fuck he wants to be, man. All right. You know what? We got to save this for Sunday. Save it. Save it. You're throwing away content
26.
Here. Yeah. Bye. Go Ducks.
Go Ducks.
Next year. It's always next year their year. So
yeah,
we'll be
next year's their year. We got this. We got this.
Yeah, we got
this. We got this. We got this. I'm dressing up.